still.
The Senate State Affairs Committee will come to order. This is the Senate State Affairs. It is 10 minutes after 5 on the 2nd of May. Members who are present at this time, Senators Phillips, Davis, and myself, Terrio. We have just the list of names of individuals who were referred to the committee for review before we go to joint session and confirmation. I have asked the committee members to get in touch with me if they had any questions, having looked through people's resumes and the information that we received on them. If they had questions, we would make sure that the individuals were lined up to respond today. We did not get any inquiries. However, as I go down the list, if there are any individuals that there are questions, we can hold them off and have them appear before us either in person or on teleconference tomorrow. With that, I'd like to just read down the list of the names, and if there is any objection to moving them forward for consideration, if the committee members would just speak up when I mention their name. Okay, first of all, the two individuals that were referred to us for consideration for a commissioner's position, excuse me, could you just close the door, were former Senator Jim Duncan and Mr. Glenn for Commissioner of Department of Administration, and Glenn Godfrey for the Commissioner of Department of Public Safety. And next we have the Alaska Army National Guard Brigadier General. The name that was forwarded to us for consideration is Colonel Craig Noel Christensen. Next, Alaska Public Office Commission, appointee from Juneau, John Dapsevich, and also from Juneau, Mark T. Hanley, a former legislative staffer. He's the husband of Catherine Reardon with Commerce and Economic Development. Next, State Commission for Human Rights, Judge Roy Harding Madsen from Kodiak and Martha Gore from Anchorage. And those are all the names that were referred to us for consideration. Is there any objection to moving any of them forward?
Not here.
Okay, seeing none, we have a letter just stating that we've reviewed the qualifications and recommend their appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. It says there were no stated objections to the named individuals. However, this does not reflect an intent by the members of the committee to vote for or against the appointments during any further sessions. So with that, if we could just have a motion to forward their names for consideration.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
That has been moved. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we will just get signatures on the letter here, and that concludes our hearing for today.
All right.
And we do have four House bills scheduled up for tomorrow, regular time, 3:30.
Yes.
Okay, so see you tomorrow.